And we return. It is today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Our weekly food and dining segment is finally arrived with chef, author, syndicated columnist, my longtime friend Linda Gastenheimer. Linda, the holidays are upon us, but I hadn't thought about how Tuscan culture might celebrate the season, but you have someone with us who can tell us all about it.
Not only Tuscany, but all of Italy. I love Italian
food. Boy, do we have some antipasto here? And
but he's filled the studio, hasn't he?
I didn't know zucchini could taste so good.
Well, it was a zucchini flower.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Well, I thought it would be fun to take a trip to Italy, at least take a taste of Italy today for the holidays. And our guest is going to show us the way. He's Chef Giovanni Sposato. Giovanni Sposato, okay?
He's the real deal there.
He's the real deal, and he's with us to show us all about it. He's a chef at D'Angelo Pizza Tapas Wine Bar, and that's in Oakland Park. So let's welcome Chef Giovanni.
It's good to be here, and good afternoon, everybody.
Well, we're delighted you're here, especially since you brought us food. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any Italian holiday memories or some questions for Chef Giovanni? Give us a call with your questions or suggestions. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email at radio@WLRN.org.
And also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. You can read Fred Tasker's column today in the Miami Herald, and he's joining us by Skype. Fred, are we drinking today?
Hey, 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 we're always drinking, and we're going to drink some good Italian wine today.
Sounds good to me. And Chef Giovanni's got a big smile on his face. Chef Giovanni, Chef Angelo just created, Chef Angelo from D'Angelo, created a dinner at the James Beard House in New York City, Christmas in the Italian countryside. So what did we miss? What were they serving there?
We went, he did a very creative menu, going to from traditional dishes maybe to more modern dishes, we can say, like, you know, when you think of elk tartare.
So that's elk, more
elk
tartare?
Yes.
Okay.
They have elk in Italy?
Yes, we do. Well, it's kind of deer. Maybe it's not exactly elk, but, you know, it's in the same family. And
with some white truffles?
With some white truffles, exactly. Mm. Shaved white fresh truffle from Alba.
Mm-hmm. Boy. So. Well, we missed a lot at that dinner, I bet.
And then, you know, they went with some crostone, which is a nice bread bruschetta, which topped with white anchovies.
Mm. Well, before we go any further, Chef, where are you from in Italy?
I'm from Calabria, southern Italy.
Okay. So what's Christmas like there?
Well, us in southern Italy, mostly what we do, Christmas Eve, it's very important. And Christmas Eve, it's all about fish and seafood.
So do you have the dinner with the seven courses of fish?
Yes.
Yeah.
At least.
All right. So tell us.
At least.
One or two, what are some ideas? Because a lot of people here also have a fish dinner beforehand. So give us some ideas.
So very simple, you know, we have, if we go back in time, you know, it's some places that there wasn't a big, let's say, rich people, there was some more poor people. So it starts with very basically a nice spaghetti, just with some anchovies and breadcrumbs. You know, that's what my mother used to make on Christmas Eve as a first
instead
dish.
Of cheese, so it was breadcrumbs.
Yes, yeah. It was just breadcrumbs just to change, you know, like every day, so maybe more cheese on top. And then after that, you know, now it became like you can do with seafood. You know, you can do with squid, you can do with mussels and clams.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe go with some salted cod as
okay,
a second
course.
Some bacala, like we called. And as my mother used to make it with some potatoes and fresh tomato sauce. Just a more broth than a sauce, so that it can cook slowly in it and give all the flavor
mm-hmm.
with some bay leaves. And
So a lot of fish dishes.
Yes, yeah. And then you can have some maybe fried anchovies, you know, with just fresh anchovies. So you put in flour and then you deep fry them. You know,
all right. So we're all of us, our mouths are watering. And you brought some wonderful food that we're tasting right now. Tell us, these are zucchini flowers. Tell us what we've got here.
Yes, so this is zucchini blossom. It's like something that we serve at the restaurant where I work. And this is the time of the year that you can find it all the time.
These are terrific.
And they, thank you. And I thought to bring them because it's something you can have either hot or even
warm. You know, I've never
warm.
Had them cold. And
yes.
Here you took that's the flower of the zucchini. And these are big ones. It's almost the size of my hand. I've never seen flowers that big.
You know, I'm impressed that you were able to find zucchini flowers in December. How do you do that?
Well, now in Florida, it's a perfect temperature to grow them. And starting in October, you can find them through the holidays, easily until April. Because the temperature is ideal for that.
Fred, it's not snowing here.
It's not snowing.
You're in Michigan.
There. I guess that's true.
You forgot already. So, but you stuffed it with mozzarella, then you flour them, and then you deep fry them. But they were cold, and they were just delicious.
Yes, I thought of that because my mother used to cook them, and we used to have them all day long. And they always taste perfectly. You
so
know,
you would sneak in the kitchen when she wasn't looking?
Yes.
This is the all-day eating thing?
Yes.
Okay, so then, and then this beautiful antipasto platter. It's got, mortadella and...
prosciutto and some spicy salami, along with some Italian cheeses like pecorino, and you have some Reggiano. And then
it's Parmesan.
Yes, Parmigiano Reggiano, and
delicious.
And then you have some Asiago cheese, and as you can see, you have green and black olives.
Your olives are beautiful. I mean, these are, and that's a good idea for people during the holidays to just put a huge platter, go to your local delicatessen or your local specialty store, really, and then just fill it up with all these wonderful things and let everyone help themselves. Because I've noticed everybody here in the studio has
been
packing.
Yes.
A lot of people have been coming here and eating this.
Yeah, it really makes you feel welcome when you go to somebody's house and they've got this huge plate of food like that out for you. Makes me feel welcome anyway.
It sure does. And then you made something special in the center of this. Now tell us what you made.
Okay, that's homemade marinated eggplants. That's one of my recipes from Calabria. We're very strong in marinated vegetables or mushrooms. And these are just strips.
You make them in strips.
Yes.
But thin, like spaghetti strips.
A little thicker, yes.
Right.
And then you blanch them in a mixture of water and vinegar.
Why the vinegar?
The vinegar, first of all, it's to keep your eggplant nice and white, you know, it doesn't turn black, the color. And then the second, it's like you're conservative, you know, you're not putting anything artificial. So that's what you're going to keep your vegetable long time. That's why everything marinated. That's with.
So how long in advance could you make this, the eggplant?
You can have them all winter without putting in the refrigerator. What you just after you blanch them, you put it, let's say, in a jar, and you put some oil, and you cover it with oil, and they stay there.
So just oil and vinegar?
Yes.
Oh, no, there's something else in there. I know there's something else.
What
am I tasting?
There is some mint, chopped mint, you know, some garlic.
I think that's, and garlic for sure.
Yes.
I think it's interesting that we never think of mint being Italian, but a lot of Italians put mint into their recipes, and that you can find wild mint there, actually.
Yes, and where I come from, there is a lot of mint that just grows in
Calabria.
In the fields, yes. And so you use it like oregano. We use a lot of oregano because you can find it in the mountains.
Just growing wild.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the same flavor when you pick it up in the fields.
You know, that's what I love about Italy, is that each region still has their own regional cuisine. And it's so good in each area that you go to. And that's wonderful. Now, my favorite part you've got here, those little boxes. What are they in these little boxes?
Okay, this is another Italian tradition. We have a panettone, which is a holiday cake, we can call it. And we have a pantoro. So the difference
is... So you have a pantone and a pantoro.
Yes.
And what's nice about... lots of times pantone is in a great big box and kind of gets stale before you eat it all. But these are in little, like, individual size.
Yes, we got them this year. It's like, I find it's a good idea because sometimes you have to open a big box and you don't feel like, and you have a big cake in front of you and you need people to share. And this one, you can have about two people and... just have a,
well,
over
I could
a
just
cappuccino,
have the whole one.
Yeah.
Right. What's the difference between a panettone and a pantoro, did you say?
Yes. Panettone has some raisins and has some candied fruit in it.
Mm-hmm. And a little a little rum, you think?
Yeah, a little rum.
Yeah,
yes,
there's a lot of rum.
Yeah.
I tasted that.
A little rum, and instead, like pantoro, it's just a plain vanilla cake. That's the difference.
Well, that's wonderful. What are some of the other Italian desserts you would have at Christmas?
Well, if I take it from southern Italy, or maybe we go to Tuscany, they do this merengue alla panna, and us in the south, we do, it's a lot with the fried stuff, so we do this little, I can say in Calabrese if you want. It's a turditi for the ones the Italian Calabrese they know. It's just a white wine cookie, you
uh-huh.
know.
You
deep fry and then you do it with you know, the figs. We cook the figs and then you get like honey or melasa.
Honey, figs, and cookies.
Mm. And
on that note, we're going to take a break here while I drool. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Chef Giovanni Sposata about an Italian Christmas. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Chef Giovanni Sposata, and he's the chef at D'Angelo Pizza, Tapas, and Wine Bar, and that's in Oakland Park on Federal Highway. And he's been giving us some wonderful tips about Christmas or holidays in Italy. And so now it's dinner in minutes time. So here's a quick and
all
easy
right.
dinner in minutes. Right. You're eating yourself happy mm-hmm. today, everyone. I mean, Chef brought us all of this wonderful food. And now this is real simple. It's a balsamic glazed steak with linguine and fresh tomato and basil, and that makes it a very colorful holiday-looking
indeed,
pasta.
Yeah.
So I use skirt steak, but any quick cooking steak can be used. You sauté the steak for a couple of minutes. 3-4 minutes aside. It depends how thick it is. But if you like it medium rare, look for 145 degrees. If you want it medium, look for 160 degrees. And then once the steak's cooked, remove it. Let it rest a few minutes while you put some balsamic vinegar into the skillet with a few onions and let that cook down to a syrup and put it over the steak.
A little deglazing.
Deglazing. And it's so easy and simple. But meanwhile, you cook the pasta. And into the pasta water, you just at the end, before just about 2 minutes before the pasta is finished, you put in some tomatoes, and then you take it out, and olive oil, a little basil, salt and pepper.
You put tomatoes in the pasta water?
Just for a minute, or you know what you could even do, which would even be very nice and fresh, is just put the olive oil, tomato, basil in a bowl, and then put the hot pasta into that. And then just toss it. And chef's saying, yes, that would be better. Okay,
yeah.
Good. And then, and then what we, and it's done. And that recipe is at dinnerinminutes.com. And another holiday quick and easy recipe, how about some steak au poivre with pepper and mushroom sauce? That's in today's Miami Herald. So either one, go to dinnerinminutes.com, and you'll be able to access either recipe. And by the way, all of my columns, my dinners, fit the government guidelines for nutritional analysis. So you're not going to break your calorie bank.
Perfect.
And thank you. And are you enjoying it? Yeah, the chef at least is enjoying my food.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are so
indeed.
Spoiled.
Piping hot today too, Linda.
Right. Well, please follow me on Twitter. That's @LGassenheimer or on Facebook. Fred Tasker, are we drinking today?
Oh, yes, we are. This is bringing back very fond memories for me because I was lucky enough to spend Christmas in Tuscany in Florence a few years ago, and I can tell you the dining was just absolutely great. On Christmas Eve at a restaurant, we had steak Florentine, which was about a two-pound steak grilled with garlic and rosemary.
A two-pound steak for you?
Well, I had a doggy bag. Then earlier in the year, we had roasted wild boar at the Bonfi Winery, and that was just fabulous.
That's very popular in Tuscany.
Yeah, I guess the boar are a problem there, and once a year they allow them to go out and shoot them because they're vegetarians and they like grapes, so they try to cut down on the population a little bit, and visitors like me benefit from it.
So the wild boar like the grapes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right.
And with
drunken boar?
Well, they're grapes. They're not fermented at that point, I
okay.
hope. But anyway, with such great Tuscan food, you want a Tuscan wine, of course. And there's a new Tuscan winery in town here called Brancaia. It's spelled B-R-A-N-C-A-I-A. And it makes super Tuscan wines, which means they take the usual Sangiovese grape that makes Chianti, and they supplement it with international varieties like Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot and that sort of thing. And this creates big, powerful, really fabulous wines. Brancaia makes one called Il Bleu, B-L-U, for $85. And if that's a little steep, they have one called Tre, spelled T-R-E, and that's just $23. And this would be good for most big, bold Christmas entrees, roast suckling pig, roast goose, duck, pheasant, roast beef with Yorkshire pudding.
Ooh, that sounds
you're making us all even hungry all over again.
Yeah, me too. Pheasant, it's another popular dish, in Tuscany.
Yeah, yeah. And if you serve fish, if you're talking about the seven fishes or chicken or other white wine dishes, you could try a 2010 Stone Street Chardonnay from California. That's $40 a bottle. It's a fabulous wine. And if that's a little steep, you could take a 2011 Handcraft Chardonnay, also from California, at $12 a bottle. And in any case, be sure to raise the proper toast. As Tiny Tim would say, God bless us, everyone.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Very interesting. What wines are you serving in
your
restaurant?
He ties wild boar and Tiny Tim together.
Drunken wild boar.
How's that for the Prince of Blends?
What wines are you serving with your pizza at your pizza restaurant?
We have a variety from Italy, from north to south. And, of course, since we're talking about Tuscany, we still have the traditional wines from Tuscany, like Chianti, like Brunello di Montalcino.
Mm, so. All right. So now you have pizza, and you told me it's like sort of an Italian-style pizza. So tell me what your pizza's like.
Actually, you can't get, I think, more Italian than that. It's a wood oven pizza. It's not coal fire. It's really wood fire pizza. And that's the way I learned a long time ago in Italy. And
so you fire up the oven with wood?
With wood,
not
yes.
coal.
Is it thin crust?
It's a thin crust, and it's nice and crunchy outside and nice and moist inside.
And it's thin.
It's very thin, yes. That's the way it's supposed to be when you cook it in a wood oven because it cooks so fast. It cooks in a 4 or 5 minutes frame.
And what else do you put on top? What makes it Italian? Because we tend to put anything on a pizza.
Yes, but makes it Italian, basic ingredients, like the sauce, it's very good from San Marzano tomato, and of course the best cheeses, you have fresh mozzarella cheese, which makes a big difference, and then the fresh basil, extra virgin olive oil. That's what the secret ingredients.
I'll bet you don't use ham and pineapple, right?
actually, we do once in a while put on special because there is a request for that, and we open to.
If people ask,
we'll
do that.
Yes, we'll do it when I have the pineapple.
That's very accommodating of you.
The thing is, but in Italy, they don't overload the pizza. Their ingredients are so fresh and wonderful that you don't need a lot on it. Just a very, very good, fine ingredient. So tell everybody, where is this restaurant?
The restaurant is situated in Oakland Park on Federal Highway. It's close to Commercial Boulevard.
And so they can Google what? Pizza?
Pizzadangelo.com.
Okay. So pizza, D-A-N-G-E-L-O.
I'm going to have to try that place.
D apostrophe?
Yes.
A-N-G-E-L-O.
Yes.
.com.
I don't know if there's an apostrophe in the
Yes, there is. On the D. Yes, the apostrophe.
Okay. Well, just Google it somehow and you'll find it. You'll find it. So now tell me something. If we wanted to travel in Italy, which I love to do because the food's so good there, but where are the best food areas to go? What would you suggest?
I think you have best areas everywhere you go in Italy, from south to north. My suggestions, if you want to really taste the local specialties, just get out of the big towns and go to a nice trattoria in those villages. You really find the food that the way they make it home style.
That's so get away from the tourists, and you'll be all
yes.
Right.
Yeah, and also, but also, you have, you're from Calabria, and I think that's an area that most people don't go to the south of Rome.
Yes, if you want to see really like some panoramic, like it's from centuries, so you go in Calabria, there is a lot of them, because, you know, a lot of places are not built on, and that's what you see in Calabria. It's more rustic, you know.
Well, that sounds wonderful. It's been another very, very tasty week.
Indeed.
Thank you.
What is bread the chef brought?
Oh, ho. And dinner in minutes.
Zucchini flowers. I've never had those before.
You haven't? Oh, well. Okay. Chef Giovanni Sposada, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for this very delicious food.
Yes, thank you.
His restaurant is located on Federal Highway in Oakland Park, and it's called, the name of it?
Pizza D'Angelo, Tapas, and Wine Bar.
Uh-huh.
And Fred gets his snow shovel out.
Yes, I do. We're getting 14 inches here today. It's coming down like crazy right now.
Enjoy, Fred.
We're all laughing at you, Fred. You have to love
I'm
it.
I'm envious.
Bonnie and Joe, you ate very well today.
Thank you, Linda.
And Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Next week, we'll be talking with Marguerite Mondavi. We'll be celebrating New Year's Mondavi style. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.